Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Lots of news to bring you this morning here on the Red Rock Morning Show. As part of that news, we have additional information from a story talked about yesterday and, of course, stretches back to the first of the month as the San Juan County Sheriff's Office announced an arrest in connection to the disappearance of 29-year-old William Bull and 28-year-old Christopher Owens from Blanding. In a March 10th press release, the Sheriff's Office shared that 35-year-old Charles Yu had been charged with obstruction of justice, a second-degree felony, following a search warrant on March 8th at the residence in Blanding where all three men had been living. Yu was booked on March 8th and is being held without bail. The Sheriff's Office shared that the investigation is now being termed a homicide investigation due to evidence collected at the residence, interviews with Yu, investigative techniques, and the lack of proof of life from Bull and Owens. According to information in the probable cause statement, Bull and Owens were last seen at the Maverick in Blanding on February 25th, just before noon, as confirmed by video. According to bank statements, neither man made any financial transactions since that time, and according to cell phone data, the two men's phones were in the area of the shared residence that day. Bull is known to share his Google location with his significant other and be responsive to texting calls. Owens is also known to be responsive to texting calls and posts frequently on social media. Bull stopped sharing his location data that evening, and neither men responded to communications that evening. The phones, according to cell phone data, were turned off after midnight that night on February 25th. In a conversation with law enforcement, Yu, the man who's been arrested, claimed to have last seen the men mid-morning the next day, February 26, saying they left in a black Dodge that morning and not been seen since. A video canvas conducted by law enforcement of the area did not show any black Dodge vehicles coming or going from the area on February 26. According to the probable cause statement, on the morning of February 27th, a friend of the two missing men went to their residence to speak with Bull about some business dealings, but he found that neither of the men were at the residence. Yu claimed that had a conversation with Yu at the residence, who claimed that one of his guns, part of a large collection, had gone missing, and Yu told the man he wanted to speak to his attorney before he reported the missing gun to officers. Shortly after the visit, cell phone data shows the two men's phones were briefly turned on near the residence, with one text sent from Bull's phone to his significant other. The text may be suspicious since it was sent just after the man had spoken with Yu. The text also referenced, but misspelled, Bull's ex-wife. Police confirmed Bull had not been in contact with the woman for over 3 years. The text also referenced that Owens may not be alive. Also on February 27th, Yu, a former military veteran, suggested the men tactically clear the residence for any possible threats before letting other people enter the home. After clearing the home, the friend noticed a door that had not been checked and was locked from the inside. Yu said he had not checked the room and it must have been locked on the way out. After the friend tried to gain entry to the room, Yu later claimed he had cleared the room and was adamant there was no reason to enter that locked room. According to the probable cause statement, Yu told officers that the men left on February 26 in a black Dodge but was unable to provide a further description of the vehicle. The statement said that Yu, quote, did not provide any further descriptions on the vehicle, such as whether it was a truck, car, SUV, or anything else that would have been apparent to someone with basic knowledge of a vehicle. They also said that Charles Yu has substantial knowledge about vehicles and his main occupation is a vehicle mechanic. Yu told others he'd be leaving town on March 1st. They had all shared their Google locations previously, but Yu turned off his location data when he left on March 1st and turned it back on after he returned. According to the probable cause statement, quote, detectives obtained information through investigative means that provided several locations Charles Yu had traveled. Charles Yu was interviewed by detectives regarding the trip and failed to provide the correct information as to where the detectives already knew he had traveled. The statement also shared that detectives conducted an interview with Yu after having his Miranda rights read to him, with a statement saying that Charles Yu was asked about text messages and about where it was, about the text message and about where it was sent, that mysterious text message mentioned earlier. Charles Yu nodded his head in the affirmative after detectives told him that the text was sent from his residence, and also nodded his head in the affirmative when he was asked if he knew how the text was sent. The statement continues that Charles has been obstructing the investigation by claiming Owens and Bull left in a black Dodge on February 26, and Charles was found to be the only person at the residence on February 27 when the text message was sent. Charles Yu also provided confirmation that text was sent from the residence and he knew how it was sent. Yu is being held without bail. The San Juan County Sheriff's Office shared their appreciation of the allied agencies, including the Blanding Police Department, Utah Highway Patrol, State Bureau of Investigation, Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, and Unified Police, who continue to assist in the investigation. The Sheriff's Office also thanked all those who have come forward with information to assist in the investigation. Anyone with information or who has seen anything suspicious that could be related to the investigation is asked to call the San Juan County Sheriff's Office at 435-587-2237. So again, a tragic situation, but additional information from the probable cause statement and an arrest made in connection to the disappearance of these two men and that investigation, which again is now being termed a homicide investigation. So really tragic news out of the Blanding area. And hopefully officials are able to bring additional charges or make any additional arrests as needed in connection to that case. So we'll be anxious to continue to update you on that case as we get more information. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a break, hear from some sponsors, and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, we've got information from the Utah Food Bank, who again held a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week for its two new pantries on the Navajo Nation. pantries in Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, 4,000 square feet, represent the bank's first foray into owning and operating its own pantries. Of course, they also recently opened its Southeastern Distribution Center in Blanding, which will support those two agencies in addition to existing pantries across San Juan County. So exciting news there out of the Navajo Nation and the Utah Food Bank. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, let's look over to some missing persons alert in the Shiprock District area. Two missing persons alert. One is for Sheridan Ute, a 28-year-old woman listed at 5'2". She was last seen wearing a black hoodie with the Kila warning and wording and black short pants. She was last seen in Nehenezid, New Mexico, in a 2016 silver four-door Chevy Impala with New Mexico license plate R22161, and might be in Albuquerque. The date of last contact with Sheridan is Friday, March 8th, 2024. She has tattoos on her right arm with flowers and Chinese writing and has a heart and lung condition that she needs medication for. If you know where Sheridan Ute is, you're asked to contact the Navajo Police Department Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Another missing persons alert for the Navajo Nation Shiprock District is for Katrina Benali, 39-year-old woman listed at 5'4", was last seen in Montezuma Creek, Utah, in a newer model black Chevy or GMC single cab truck. They had a last contract with Katrina's on Sunday, March 3rd. She has a tattoo on her left hand with the wording Katrina. Katrina Benali has been entered into the National Information of Crime Center. And if you have information about her whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, Moab City Police Department, offering a warning, reminding folks that they'll never be asking for money. They've said they've received several calls from the public regarding spam calls identifying themselves with the Moab City Police Department requesting money. They remind folks that law enforcement will never call anyone and request money, and that law enforcement never collects payment for anything. They note the only place money is ever collected will be through the Grand County court system. Just a reminder if you ever get a call from someone demanding money and being obtuse about it, you're welcome to hang up the phone. And you know, if it is someone legitimate, if they say they're the Moab Police, obviously they aren't going to ask for money. But whoever it is, you know, if it's your utility company and they're demanding money, you can hang up and then look up that number and call it back, and they'll say, yeah, that was us demanding money, where they'll say, no, that was a spam call, we didn't call you, and that's more likely what it is. So, again, be careful out there, look out for these scams, and again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Some nice news out of the Cortez Journal. Bailey Duran with the Journal writing this report on the organization Quilts of Valor, honoring veterans and giving a thank you. They honored Vietnam veteran Clyde Benali, a Cortez resident. He was honored on March 2nd for his service in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. He was drafted in the Army in 1968 and served until 1970, and was at a bunch of different forts and bases before being deployed to Vietnam. Additional information about the quilt and Begay and his life can be found, or Benali and his life, excuse me, can be found in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal and online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's take a look at those. And funeral services for Yui Kong Joanne Rucker, age 82, of Cortez, began at 10 a.m. today at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Funeral services for George Martin Griffith Sr. will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Interment to follow at the Dove Creek Cemetery. Funeral services for Sandra Black, age 83, of Monticello, begin at noon this Friday, March 15th, at the Monticello North LDS Chapel. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. Services for Larry Williams Christensen, age 79, of LaSalle, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th, at the LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane in Moab. A viewing will be held at 10 a.m. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got an Artful Life conversation with Ellen Williams. We'll send you over to that and be back with more news and happenings.
Imagine a world without music, without art, literature, drama, dance. In other words, without human expression. This is what sets us above the animals and the daily humdrum of our lives. The arts are not mere fluff, but add to the overall impact of the gross domestic product. That's money. While increasing the quality of life in our community. The revitalized Kygalia Fine Arts Council recently celebrated its first year, and we are in our second year of performance, demonstration, dances, poetry, and art show, bringing cultural arts to San Juan County. The Utah Symphony came to San Juan County this past January. It is a four-year cycle of visiting all the schools in Utah and made possible by the Utah State Legislature, Utah State Board of Education, and a professional outreach program, as well as the Elizabeth Brown D. Fund for Music in the Schools. The Kygalia Fine Arts has managed the visit with Mr. Ryan Nielsen, principal of San Juan High School. Because we wanted a broader reach, Kygalia Fine Arts requested a third concert so students from the southern portion could hear this magnificent symphony. And because the musicians consented to play an extra concert, we fed them Navajo tacos. Oh, and by the way, they also did a special recording just from Navajo Mountain School and Monument Valley. We've also worked with San Juan School District to bring you the poet laureate for the state of Utah, Lisa Bickmore. And of course, my favorite is the art show, showcasing the talented artists that live in this area. It will be at the edge of the Cedars Museum in May. Kygalia Fine Arts is enhancing experiences for young and old alike. We ask two things of you. Please come and support our activities. They are lots of fun. And then tell us what you'd like to see in San Juan County. Please email us at kygaliafac@gmail.com. I'll spell it out. kygaliafac@gmail.com. Your comments are most welcome. This has been An Artful Life.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift, on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, 9:29 a.m. That song you heard, that was One Bad Apple by the Osmonds. The song was written by George Jackson, who originally had the Jackson 5 in mind when he wrote it, but they chose to record ABC instead. Probably a good choice, and Osmonds grateful for that as well. This day in history, March 12th, 2024, looking at March 12th, 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt gave his first fireside chat on this day in 1933. On this day in 1947, President Harry Truman announced the policy that became known as the Truman Doctrine, vowed to come to the defense of nations facing communist threats. What day is it today? Is the Aztec New Year, March 12th every year. In 2012, many people said that the Aztec calendar predicted the end of the world. Somehow, it survived. The first accurate calendar correctly based on 365 days a year is this Aztec calendar. Alfred Hitchcock Day today. He directed over 50 films, of course, Psycho, The Birds, Rear Window, Vertigo, many more. It's a mystery, not sure why March 12th is Hitchcock Day. He was born in August. He appeared in a small cameo role in 39 of his movies. March 12th, I'm not sure why that is, but it's Hitchcock Day. Not Hitchcock's birthday, but we do have other birthdays today. Liza Minnelli is 78 years old today, the daughter of Judy Garland. She won Best Actress Academy Award in 1972 for her role in Cabaret. Singer James Taylor is 76 years old today. Hear him a lot on Red Rock, especially him. Did the America the Beautiful for us just yesterday. Does a nice job. He has sold over 10 million records. Sings You've Got a Friend, Fire and Rain, and has mentioned that America the Beautiful often played on the Red Rock Morning Show. Marlon Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 67 years old today. Actress Barbara Feldon, who played 99 on Get Smart, is 91 years old today. Baseball legend Dale Murphy is 68 today. That's a guy who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Three-time MVP. And Utah Senator Mitt Romney is 77 today. That's pretty old. Maybe should be the upper limits of elected officials, but doesn't look like that might be the case for the next 4 years. Birthdays today locally for Curtis Mahone, Sylvetta Adams, Hadley Hatfield, Cage Banks, Della Wright, Lexi Veach, and Tony Bayless. Happy birthday to those folks. If you want to give a birthday shout out, go ahead and give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, you are listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. You can listen to the Red Rock Morning Show wherever you get your podcast. You, of course, can also listen to it on redrock92.com as we've got it available as a podcast there and, of course, streaming live as well. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com. or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Calling all quilting enthusiasts. Have you ever dreamed of creating your masterpiece quilt? Look no further than Canyonland Quilts in Moab. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric and state-of-the-art handy quilter long arm quilting machines and sewing machines, we have everything you need to start and finish your quilt. Let your creativity soar and join us as we turn fabrics into works of art. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at canyonlandquilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show this Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. 9:43 a.m. Taking a look at the local sports report. Got a couple games going on today. Got baseball. Dove Creek is in Shiprock today at 3 o'clock. Grand County hosting Bayfield today at 3, and that's a doubleheader. That's the first of those two games. Looking at soccer action, Grand County hosting Millard in varsity boys soccer. That tips off at 4. And Montezuma Cortez hosting Bayfield in varsity girls soccer. That's today at 4 o'clock. That's the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Last night, the Phoenix Suns defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers 117-111. Kevin Durant with 37 points for Phoenix. Also last night, Denver beating Toronto in Denver. Nikola Jokic with 35 points against the Raptors. Tonight, the Utah Jazz host the Boston Celtics. That tips off at 7 o'clock. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.